Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Equal Founder Equity Kills 7 out of 10 Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. The number one reason promising startups implode isn't market failure or funding issues. It's founders fighting over equity splits they agreed to on day one. Here's the thing about equal equity splits. Most first-time founders default to that comfortable 33-33-33 or 50-50 split. It feels fair, right? It seems like the diplomatic thing to do. But here's what we're really doing. We're confusing equal with equitable. When one founder brings the breakthrough idea, another brings deep technical expertise, and the third brings enthusiasm and a willingness to help, we're not dealing with equal contributions. We're dealing with vastly different value propositions. Think about it this way. If you were building a house, would you pay the architect, the general contractor, and someone who shows up occasionally to cheer you on the same amount? Of course not. Yet that's exactly what equal equity splits do in startups. Real equity allocation should reflect three critical factors. First, who's making the initial investment and taking the biggest financial risk? Second, what's the ongoing commitment level? Who's working 80-hour weeks versus treating this like a weekend hobby? Third, what's the market replacement cost? What would you actually pay to hire someone with their specific skills? Let me tell you about three Stanford graduates who learned this lesson the hard way. They launched an AI startup with a perfectly equal 33-33-33 split. 2 years later, one founder was practically living at the office while another founder treated the company like a side project. When Series A discussions started heating up, the hardworking founder demanded an equity resplit. The result? Legal warfare. Investors ran for the hills. A company generating $2 million in revenue died because of a handshake agreement made on day one. Here's your actionable takeaway. Use vesting schedules with cliff periods. Equity gets earned over 3 to 4 years, not granted up front. If someone leaves early or underperforms, the company keeps their unvested shares. This isn't about being harsh. It's about protecting the mission and rewarding the people who actually show up to build something meaningful. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.